Hello, everybody. Welcome to the episode. So this is the awesome Cody. I am Cody, and continuing with our Star Wars stuff, I'm going to talk about James S.A. Corey's Honor Among Thieves. So this one, this particular book, doesn't really, it's not canon. Again, for those who aren't into what that means, canon means that it's part of the actual Star Wars legacy series. So it's part of the actual main continuity, as they say. So the events in canon books have to do with the actual overarching universe and bigger expanding universe that they have. This book was planned to be part of that, but was later eliminated from that run, along with its sister book, Razor's Edge. They were both part of the what was a, being a planned as a trilogy called the Empire and Rebellion. So this book is technically called Star Wars Empire and Rebellion Honor Among Thieves. Super long title. So James S.A. Corey wrote this, or they wrote this. So if you guys don't know who that is, which most people don't, you may know them from The Expanse. They wrote... are writing, I should say, really a series of books that have been turned into a television program, an excellent television program, excellent books. Their names are not James S.A. Corey, and they're not shared that name. It's a shared pen name of Daniel Abraham and Ty Frank. The name they use is because they write the books together as one pen name instead of two names. Very weird thing, but whatever. So they wrote this book. What's cool with this one is it focuses solely on, for the most part, Chewie and Han and their dealings as up-and-coming leaders in the rebellion. So this takes place, again, after episode 4, after the destruction of the first Death Star and before the events of Empire Strikes Back. And so the whole premise of the book, and this is going to be a little shout out to Anthony, who said basically, fuck it and just do spoilers. So, I'm not going to synopsis the whole book for you, but I'll give you a breakdown of some of my favorite parts, about the book. And it's pretty cool. So, the big thing about this one is, again, it's Chewie and Han on an adventure. They are sent to get this rebel spy who is, they think, has been compromised, and she has really good, really in-depth plans, or not plans, secrets that she's gotten from her being a spy and everything. And so they're basically sent in to get her. And some shit goes down. Chewie and Han have obviously their normal chemistry. It's done very well in this, if you ask me. Of course, no one really understands Chewie except for Han. So in the book, he does growl like normal, so he does have actual lines, which I thought was gonna be, I was like, oh, how are they gonna do that? But it's just the same way they do in the movies, where he growls and then Han can understand him, so he does the back half of the conversation, so you kind of piece together what Chewie was actually talking about. It's pretty fun. I always like that part about it. So this basically whole thing is the, how to put this, I guess, I mean, I'm still going to spoil it, so I guess I shouldn't really worry about it. So Leia and Luke are both in it, but they're more supporting characters in this, I guess you could say. But if you've ever read the Expanse books, there's a theme in this particular one, in the Honor Among Thieves, that reminds me a lot of the Expanse books. And it's the, so in the Expanse books, in one of them, there's a thing called the Slow Zone, where this alien technology causes physics to basically turn off, essentially. Propulsion systems don't work, and all sorts of crazy shit. But in this, they do something similar where they basically will block hyperdrives from being able to be used, so you can't really get out. So it's very similar to what they do. And also there's this alien weapon that they're going after that's supposed to be like this end-all, be-all weapon that the Empire wants and the Rebellion wants to destroy because they just don't want it falling into the Empire's hand. So, you know, that sort of stuff. So in this, it's cool because it goes to this... So the character they're going after, her name is Scarlet Hark. Basically, a whole bunch of secrets have been hidden that she was supposed to meet somebody, get him, but that person was, I think, captured or fled. I can't remember what it was. So she has found out where it's at. She just needs help to get it. So Han and Chewie devise a plan along with her to get it. And it's cool because it kind of takes place on a very heavily Empire-ridden area. So there's a lot of Imperial troopers and soldiers and all sorts of stuff in there, too. There's some bounty hunters that they interact with throughout the story, in and out. Some really touching moments, too, in it. There's a death in it at one point that... obviously, the reason it's not canon is because they kill off one of the main characters, but it's someone in the book that you end up kind of feeling for, in a way, who ends up sacrificing himself to save them, kind of, you know, hardcore a little bit. But basically, Han and Chewie are sent in to get this high-level rebel spy in the heart of the Empire. They basically have to smuggle her out, hence the reason they're using smugglers. But the thing with Han and Chewie and their partner, the Millennium Falcon, is they're very recognizable. So you obviously have to try to hide it some way, because, well, it's the Millennium Falcon and it's Han and Chewie, very well known just as being smugglers, but also, you know, kind of uppity ups and bigwigs in the burgeoning, Rebel Alliance. So, you know, hard to just walk down a street of an Imperial-controlled area. So that's pretty fun. So they go there, and they basically have to break in and steal these plans with Scarlet, and then abscond with them to figure out where this planet's at to destroy the weapon before the Empire can get control of it and use it to, you know, kill people. And so it's pretty cool. There's really a bunch of cool fights in it. The last one at the actual planet where the weapon's at was pretty cool too, because they Han, Leia, Chewie, and Scarlet all are in a firefight to basically destroy this before the Empire gets it. So there's a big firefight between the Empire stormtroopers and them, which is pretty cool. What else? So not to get away from this book and talk more about The Expanse, but if you guys ever read the chance to read The Expanse, I'll probably talk about it more when the season 3, I believe it is, comes out for the TV show. Plus I'll have a chance to read the newest book by then, which I should be starting here pretty soon. But there's a lot of cool stuff. The way they do the characters, because obviously they couldn't really take liberties with Chewie or Han or Leia or Luke, so they got to really do a lot with Scarlet, and they kind of made her this I don't want to say female Han Solo, but she's very, very like him, headstrong, and does she what she wants, and kind of brash, doesn't really think things through a whole lot. Not as much as he doesn't think things through. He's just, you know, runs and guns. So that's pretty cool. There's a part where Chewie cuts a guy's arm, hand off. There's lots of gunfights. Not too many space battles in this particular one. At the end there is, because Luke comes in with a squadron of X-Wings and helps out fighting off the Empire's attack on this planet to get the weapon. to see in various locations, from the city aspect that they do when they're trying to steal the plans, to the jungle that they have to go through when they're on the planet. And then, of course, the planet is essentially booby-trapped with all sorts of crazy shit, which is, again, something that The Expanse does a lot, which is really cool, too. Trying to think. I want to spoil this, but I don't want to just rattle off the whole plot of the book. I think the cool thing about this, which I really wish it was part of the canon, just so, you know, James S. A. Corey could say, like, oh, we wrote in the Star Wars canon, but still writing a Star Wars book is pretty dope. But the Expanse aspect of this, not just the slow zone and the things like that, but like the advanced alien tech, which you don't get a lot of in really talked about in Star Wars. Because obviously they have to, because like there's lightsabers and hyperjet engines and all sorts of shit. You know, big old ships with force fields and all that nonsense. But I think the best part about this particular one is the classic relationship between Chewie and Han, where like Chewie's always end up being left behind. Because it's, I mean, it's hard to hide a Wookiee anywhere you go. I mean, come on now. Fucking 9 feet tall, covered in hair. Usually has a bandolier on along with his crossbow. Bowcaster technique is what it's actually called. It's not really a crossbow because it shoots like bolts. Well, not physical bolts, it shoots electrical bolts. Because it's the arms that come out and the orbs, that's how it charges the weapon, and it forces the charge from those through the barrel. So shooting a bolt of electricity or energy, I should say, not electricity, as the projectile charges the whatever the material is, it turned into a laser beam. Let's see what else. I like the relationship between Scarlet and Han is very flirty, which obviously makes Leia jealous at one point, which is pretty funny. I'm trying to remember the other bounty hunter that's in it that kind of is a little bit of an antagonist in this particular one, but ends up kind of being a good guy, hence the tear jerking part later when he sacrifices himself to save them. What else? Oh, it's cool to read about how Han kind of goes undercover again as an Imperial officer. At one point, so they can get into the base to get the secrets, because, again, the secrets are in this base, and they have to sneak in and get them. It's pretty cool. The secret plans, or whatever you want to call them, secrets they have, the Empire wants to obviously destroy, but, you know, they're worth a lot of money, both to the Rebellion as well as anybody on the black market who, I guess, collects random shit like that, or is a super weird collector of stuff. I'm not too sure what that would be, but, yeah, it's pretty cool. Trying to think of whether it was cool in it. What else is awesome in the book? It's just a fun read, really. There's a lot of kind of exploring of the characterization of Han as being the ultimate good guy, but, you know, obviously has some issues with the law. But, I mean, he's, for the most part, he does bad things for the Empire, to the Empire, than he does the Rebellion. Rebellion is kind of like his, I want to say, neutral area. He agrees not to, you know, fuck with them and all that fun stuff. So it's pretty cool that way. Leia's pretty fun in it. She's only in it a little bit in the beginning and towards the end when the big battle on the planet goes down. Um, And then technically, I mean, again, so none of this really matters in canon because essentially it's never happened. So, you know, they could have done whatever they wanted to, but at the time they didn't know this was not going to be canon, which has got to be devastating if you write in a book for Star Wars and then, like, original plan was to make it this burgeoning trilogy that kind of changes it because it's one of the first books to do the inner monologue of the main character, like the point of view from them. I talked about it last week. They did that with Luke in Heir to the Jedi, and they do the same thing with this a little bit in with Han, but not as much as it does with Luke. Luke is a very inside talking person. Han is definitely not an inside talking person. He will spout out whatever he needs to out loud, whatever he wants to. So that's, you know, that's in there as well. What else? There is a little bit about what's happening with the rebellion at the time, but for the most part, this happens a little bit after the blowing up of the first Death Star. And this has to do with a lot of the plans for, I think this one has to do with the plans for the new one they're building. So that's why it's so important, because they're going to utilize the weapon on this planet to, you know, make the Death Star 2, or whatever you want to call it, even more interesting, I guess you could say. I think so. I think it might be it for this book. So long, I know I'm missing stuff, but for the most part, it's just going to be obviously all the heroes survive. Scarlet gets injured. I think Leia gets injured too. Han murders people. Well, brings the justice people. I think that's it for Honor Among Thieves. Check out The Expanse if you like sci-fi books. If you don't like sci-fi books, definitely don't check out The Expanse because it is pretty sci-fi. But watch the show, though. If you like sci-fi television or sci-fi movies, definitely give the TV show a shot. I believe season one and two you can stream through the sci-fi app or online if they don't have it on demand through your cable or satellite provider. Or steal it from the internet, whichever one. I mean, don't steal it from the internet, wink, wink. But, you know, do what you have to get it and love it. But Expanse, I think it's only like 10 episodes each season. So far it's 2 seasons, which is pretty cool. Plus, I get to meet them. What else? I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it for this week. We'll shorten it up because the story's not that long. I rambled some about The Expanse. And I should watch it and read those books as well. Next week, we will talk about either the third book in this proposed trilogy, which is Razor's Edge about Leia, or I might jump to a video game story. We'll have to find out, I guess. So until next week, this is Cody. And as usual, let's be awesome.